The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Company in Williston, North Dakota. Ladies and gentlemen, with What's On Your Mind. Love being in Williston. Actually, we're going to be in Williston 2 days this week. As a matter of fact, today here at Stat Oil on Brigham Drive in Williston out on Highway 2. And a beautiful facility here right across from the Target Logistics operation as you make your way westward to Montana. You can't miss Stat Oil, but it is a ways out of town here in Williston. Wednesday, we'll be back at the Williams County Courthouse. We're going to be talking about voting this November. And by the way, this November is not that far away. Look at the calendar. Holy buckets! Election Day is almost upon us. How about that? My name is Scott Hennon. I'm here along with Todd Mitchell. Hope you had a fabulous weekend. And Todd, did you have a good weekend?
Kind of blinked and missed it for some reason.
Did you really? That's unfortunate.
Don't you hear when that happens? It's like, wait a minute, it's already Monday? What the heck?
Yeah, I did go really, really fast. I don't even know if the Vikings won yesterday. That's how out of touch.
They didn't last second play. They were doing okay there, but
followed it a couple times. I thought I had to turn on the tube, but it just was one of those whirlwind weekends. Of course, as you know, I was squirreling away, hanging out with some friends, doing a little hunting and fishing on during Friday's show. You heard that, and then managed to get home Friday night. And then, of course, it was fun Saturday and Sunday. It was back hit the road. So I did manage to do a little pumpkin decorating, though. And did you see that post?
You're not one of those guys that, like, carves the face and then takes the inside of the pumpkin out and makes it look like the pumpkin's, like, throwing up or something there. You don't do that, do you?
No crazy ones.
You but don't we
did
go like that time.
I did the Facebook page post I put up last night said I was going rogue on the pumpkin decorating, because usually I live to kind of make the, you know, the cut out all the funny eyes and the nose and that whole deal.
Yeah.
And our youngest daughter, Haley's really into the pumpkin decorating. So she'd been talking about the whole time, and when she kept saying decorating, I didn't know. I thought she just meant, you know, we're going to carve pumpkins. But when we sat down to get to it, last night, it was actually nothing to do with carving and all about decorating. So she was getting out paints and brushes and glue and all kinds of things. So I posted hers on my Facebook page and mine, and mine is horrible. I'm just here to tell you. It wasn't pretty. But
not your strength, huh?
No. So I started painting, the pumpkin, and she did, you know, much better. So I did give you an opportunity to vote which one you think is better, so you can check it out if you want. So it's on the Facebook page. So I did get that in last night, which was great fun, and but it was kind of a short weekend, that's for sure. Anyway, let's get to the phones here this morning on the program we call What's On Your Mind, brought to you today by our friends at the North Dakota Petroleum Council. North Dakota Oil can and does create jobs in every corner of North Dakota, in addition to doing everything in the power to generate the economic resources necessary to meet the challenges in the oil patch. Find out more at North Dakota Oil can about the $30 billion in economic impact throughout the state, about the 60,000 jobs. NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Telephone number is 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. On the program today, we're meeting up with some folks in Williston today. Williston's Mayor Howard Klug will be here. Mark Jovic and John Seal of Go Wireline. These are the guys that offer cased hole wireline services. They do logging and perforating and tubing and pipe recovery and all the mechanical things that happen in the oil patch. That's kind of a technical description. What I like about Mark Jovic, John Seal, and the entire Go Wireline team, these are oil and gas guys from North Dakota that have been part of big companies and now have started their own company, and I love those stories. So we're going to find out more about that. Williston's Mayor Howard Klug will be here, and we caught up earlier today with Sean Klug. Sean is the new economic development director. director for Sean Wenko. Sorry, Sean Wenko, the executive director of the Williston Economic Development Corporation. The mayor is Mayor Klug. That's Mayor Howard Klug. There's new leadership in Williston. You know, Tom Ralstead, who longtime director of the Williston Economic Development Corporation, has recently stepped down. Sean Wenko has taken his position. You got a new mayor. Of course, Ward Kozer, the mayor for a long time, he stepped off the treadmill. You got a new mayor. And, of course, Jeff Zarling, he's still going from Dawa Solutions Group. But there is some new leadership in Williston, and good to catch up with them as well. And then I think our buddy Dale Behan is going to stop by from Select Energy. Dale's a water pumper, and you can't do fracking without water, so we'll get an update on that as well today. Looking forward to seeing lots of folks here today. In the meantime, we want to hear what's on your mind. You call us at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, and studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Also want to thank our friends at Statoil for hosting us today. Statoil is the Norwegian-owned oil company. And, I mean, they're an international energy company. They're in more than 30 countries around the world. And they've been in the Bakken since their acquisition of Brigham Oil and Gas. And Russ Rankin and his team at Brigham became part of Statoil and really are now a global company meeting the world's rising energy needs in a very environmentally responsible way. I love the Statoil story. So Russ is going to stop by and see us a little later on in the program and gracious enough to host us as well today. So thanks to all of them. Here's the telephone number, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com for your email questions and or comments as well. I'm looking at the newspapers from Sunday. I have the Bismarck Tribune, I have the Fargo Forum, I have the Williston Herald, and all of them are ballyhooing, if that's a word, a new poll that suggests the oil patch lacks state aid. So there's a lot of polls that are in the news. This is pretty extraordinary, and this will be a bit of a wake-up call, I think, for the legislature. Not in the sense that they'll be surprised they're going to be dealing with this, but probably will give some momentum to the number of proposals that are already on the drawing board, like emergency early session funding, some call it the surge fund, for one-time infrastructure project needs for the shovel-ready projects. There's an $800 million fund that's been proposed. Looks to me like voters want it all across the state. That's pretty extraordinary. There's the formula change that would get the funds to the oil patch sooner and give them some certainty as far as what the funding is going to be going forward. Again, some wind at the back based on the polling here. Pretty extraordinary in that regard. What else is on my mind? Couple of things on our Facebook page. One, speaking of polling, it looks to me like the media, specifically Forum News Service, that is these polls are being picked up. They believe two very important issues facing you are medical marijuana and gay marriage. I happen to believe those are important issues to the media, probably because most in the mainstream media want gay marriage and want medical marijuana. But isn't it interesting to find the voters don't want anything but? Which sort of begs the question, why are you even asking about these issues? Well, all of the issues on the table, especially in the middle of the election, season here, where we have all these important measures. You have some very important candidate races. I would argue among the most important, that Ag Commission race between Doug Goring and Ryan Taylor, because of the philosophical divide between the two, because what Ryan Taylor would bring in the way of environmental extremism to the Industrial Commission that would have the potential to slow down this oil and gas production in a big way. After all, the guy self-describes himself as a tree hugger in his book. So just imagine a tree hugger having a seat at the table on oil and gas development. It wouldn't be good. It would not be good at all. So those polls kind of caught my attention. I think also, obviously, the House race, our one and only federal race between Kevin Cramer and George Sinner, very important. A number of PSC races and other races as well that we're watching close to the tax commissioner race. A lot of things that will be part of this momentum. So why are we talking about medical marijuana and gay marriage? I don't get it. But I think the answers to those questions will disappoint those in the media and the proponents of gay marriage and the proponents of medical marijuana, because North Dakota voters are not buying what they're selling. Speaking of which, there's another poll here. 70%, this was part of the Say Anything blog poll that I think they did in cooperation with Valley News Live. 70% of North Dakotans think the state is on the right track. I'd love to hear from the 30% on why you don't think it's on the right track. You're outnumbered, and that's okay. But I'd like to hear from you, because that's an astonishing number. Not good for elected leaders who want to change direction, because North Dakotans are pretty happy with where things are going. That's on my mind. I want to know what's on yours. And Bob and Bismarck, you're first to go listening on 550 K-Fire. Take it away, Bob.
Yes. I just got on the phone with Senator Heitkamp's office, and I asked her what she thought about these Ebola-affected people coming from these countries, that we should close our borders and not let them come in. She told me I was the first caller from Bismarck that had ever called her about that. I think if I'm the only one from Bismarck, people better get on the phone and let her know how they feel about it.
It's a good suggestion, Bob. I would say in Ebola in general, I'd like to ask her, should someone with no medical experience be appointed the czar of the Ebola crisis? To me, it just shows how political the administration is. They don't put a medical expert there. They put a politician, Joe Biden's chief of staff, that can go schmooze. And this is a political problem to them, not a border crisis, not a question of whether or not we ought to be allowing flights. It's a political problem to them, Bob. That'd be a good question, too, for her, wouldn't it?
I also asked her that, and you don't even want to know what I said on that. But you explained it pretty well, but I got more harder. I got told her what I thought about, that he was no more qualified than my hunting dog.
I bet that didn't go over too well with Senator Heitkamp's office. But, Bob, appreciate the call, and I take your challenge. Others should call Senator Heitkamp as well. Back to more calls after this.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
There's a whole lot of trucks rocking the Bakken these days, and I bought mine at S&S Motors in Watford City. You ought to do the same. For one, you're going to save a bunch of money. They get great selection, great deals on used trucks like you can't believe. In fact, if you need a new truck, they'll find you what you want. They'll deliver it to you right to your door. It's a great deal right there at S&S Motors, Watford City. 1204 4th Avenue Northeast if you want to stop and see the selection, or call them at 701-444-2341. Call Brent Sanford and the team at S&S Motors. Save a bunch. S&S Motors, Watford City.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
This past year, we have witnessed significant and unprecedented disruptions in rail service that are preventing us from moving our soybeans to market. This issue is of great concern to the North Dakota Soybean Council as we enter the soybean harvest and winter marketing season. To this end, the North Dakota Soybean Council is teaming up with the North Dakota Soybean Growers Association and the Soy Transportation Coalition to identify what we can do to facilitate and expedite solutions to these serious rail delays. Solutions will likely result from a collaborative effort with the railroads, the elevators, the farming community, and key influencers. Be assured that the North Dakota Soybean Council is staying on top of this issue and is focused on bringing alternative solutions to the table. Watch for updates on this topic in the Soybean Grower magazine.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
We're We're back live in Williston today, broadcasting from Stat Oil. I want to thank our friends at the Brooks Hotel for hosting us as well. Life's a breeze at the Brooks, where comfort meets class. And as well, Stat Oil for having us for the broadcast today. An international energy company in more than 30 countries around the world. Stat Oil, meeting the world's rising energy needs. We are live in Williston today. We'll be in Watford City tomorrow at First International Bank and Trust. They're actually having a big gathering of informational session tomorrow night at the First International Bank in Watford City. Kathy Nesset of Nesset Consulting Services will be making a special presentation on just how long this oil and gas play is going to last in North Dakota for the benefit of the folks that are part of the First International Bank and Trust family. So look forward to that conversation tomorrow night. And we'll be broadcasting right from First International Bank tomorrow, and then Wednesday back here in Williston, actually at the Williams County Courthouse, to talk a little bit about how voting in North Dakota is easy as pie. Can't beat that. Anyway, brought to you today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Back to your calls at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. What's on your mind today? Questions for you that I want you to ponder. One, with 70% of poll respondents telling Say Anything blog, Valley News Live pollster, that North Dakota's on the right track. You agree with that? Do you disagree with that? And I have an idea. I'd like to put a shout out and all call to anybody that says North Dakota is not on the right track. If you're in the 30%, if you got the call, or if you hear that and you go, that's crazy, please call me, because I'd rather talk to folks who think a little differently and try and understand why. Who's left that thinks North Dakota's not on the right track? And when you call, we'll put you right to the front of the line. Just let Sven Shane Snerdly, who is back manning the telephones today, when you call, what you think about that, okay? 800-228-0550. And with all the important issues facing us before the election in North Dakota, why is it Forum News Service is doing polling on medical marijuana and gay marriage? Anybody answer that question for me? Is this an example of that media pushing their agenda? Or are these issues really important to you? I just want to know. And I'm a little surprised at the results, because more than half folks oppose legalization of gay marriage. I guess it's at 50%. 37% are in favor. But I've been led to believe by everybody that is sharing an opinion on this issue, that by thinking marriage is between a man and a woman, and that individuals who choose to engage in a same-sex relationship have every right to do so. And I love them. I love them, love them, love them. I'm not being judgmental. I'm not being critic. I'm saying civil unions, partnerships, call it whatever you need to call it, so that those people can be treated in a humane fashion and a loving fashion. And if one's in the hospital and the other one has visitation rights, if they have, they're cohabitating and they have finances that are shared, deal with all those issues that would just be common sense, short of saying marriage is anything we decide to call it. A marriage has been around a lot longer than, the United States of America. we think we're a big deal. We're less than 300 years old. The United States of America, is chump change, is a toddler, is an infant, compared to civilization. And civilization, for 1,000+ years, has defined marriage as between a man and a woman. I think we're pretty arrogant when we change the definition of that. And it looks like the majority of North Dakotans agree with me. But the media doesn't get that. And they've been telling us that, oh, come on, times are changing. Well, I guess they aren't in North Dakota. By the way, the medical marijuana thing, another deal, like, you got to be kidding me. Now, 47% actually were in favor of medical marijuana, 41% opposed. That's, of course, very different than the Colorado model. But is medical marijuana a big deal in North Dakota? I mean, is there a big push there? I'm a little confused as to why, with all the issues we do have that are legitimate, and maybe I'm contributing to it now. I don't know. By talking about it here. But those are a couple of questions on my mind, as well as this Ebola situation. We have a new sheriff, a new Obama administration sheriff on Ebola with zero medical experience. Does that surprise anyone else? I don't know. Anyway, back to the phones here. Let's see. Tom in Newtown listening on 910 KCJB, and then Bob in Grafton, and other lines right behind it are open. So pick up that phone at 800-228-0550. Tom, what's on your mind?
Yeah. I just like to congratulate the state of North Dakota for getting their ducks in the row for the oil production. I'm a resident of northeastern Montana, and Montana's got their head up the place where the sun doesn't shine. There's oil in the pocket in the northeast part of Montana, but the Montana legislature won't even give the oil companies a break or help to get that production out. But North Dakota's got their ducks in a row. I'd just like to thank them.
Yeah, I have to tell you, I don't really understand the mentality of the states that are not oil and gas friendly. It's like oil's the bad guy when oil's creating all the revenue that allows the government to go. I mean, and North Dakota has got that figured out. I mean, I don't think anybody would call Lynn Helms a softie on the industry. He is anything but. Look at these flaring restrictions. And by the way, let's talk about flaring for a moment. Remember how everybody's hair was on fire about flaring? Tom, do you remember that?
Yes, I do.
I expected a chuckle from Todd on that one, too, because he likes when I use that term, flaring and hair on fire.
Well, but, I mean, there is a certain irony there to have
yeah, there is.
That together.
And I did see some beautiful flares up on the way to Williston. But anyway, everybody's hair was on fire over flaring, as in, this is horrible, this is awful, this is terrible. And by the way, Republicans and Democrats alike, the New York Times fueled it, the environmentalists went nuts, and a lot of reason went out the window. Well, if we would have been able to snap our fingers and build a pipeline and send all that natural gas down to the Gulf Coast and get rid of it and flaring immediately, do you know what would have happened, Tom? We would not have had a $4 billion announcement last week that we're going to take ethane and we're going to turn it into plastic and create 500 high-paying jobs. Just one project last week. That's a pretty good example that there's opportunity in some of these things that aren't ideal. And flaring is certainly not ideal. It wants it to last forever. But the point is, it's a problem. Let's deal with it like we deal with everything else. And that's where I think I'd take the comparison to Montana in a favorable way for North Dakota, because there's a lot of other states, not just Montana, that haven't got it figured out. But I think North Dakota does.
Yes, they do. And I agree with you on your flaring. But there'll still be enough gas, even with that new plant that's going to be coming online in 2017, that there's still going to be an abundance of natural gas.
Sure. And by the way, right now, one of the biggest flaring problems is the lack of the federal government approving a pipeline. So the Hess plant in Tioga can operate at full capacity. Unbelievable. Measure 3 is something Bob and Grafton wanted to talk about. This is the higher ed measure. Go ahead, Bob. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I just had a question. What is that measure? But I also wanted to say real quick, you know, we live in crazy times, don't we, my friend, in this country? In one state, we're outlawing large soda pops, and in other states, they're legalizing marijuana and homosexual marriage, which... Did you hear the story out of Idaho here this morning, that Christian couple there, that pastor and his wife are being threatened with jail time if they don't marry a homosexual couple, which they're refusing to do? So did you hear that story? But
I had not heard that story. Let me answer your question on Measure 3 on the other side of the break. It is a higher ed issue that the legislature put on the ballot. Talk about that. Plus, we're going to meet up with the new mayor of Williston. Coming up. Don't go away.
Utah. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and Rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Live from Stat Oil today on the program. I don't know if it's my Norwegian heritage or what, but I love the story of Stat Oil. I mean, here's the Norway-owned oil company, and here I am in the middle of the state I love and have called home since 1984 at their headquarters in North Dakota. Just something pretty cool about that. I don't know what it is, but it's pretty cool, and I think it's kind of neat. So, Bob in Grafton, you had a question about measure number 3, and you wanted to know what it is. Is that what your question was?
I just want to know what it was there, Scott, because I've been listening fervently here for the last few weeks, and I got everything written down and how I'm going to vote on all the different measures, but I didn't really have anything on 3, and now that you say what it was, I kind of remember a little bit about hearing about it, but if you could just clarify what's measure 3 there.
Yeah, no, this is something that the House-led effort, actually, for lack of a better term, Al Carlson, the House Majority Leader, and a group of folks have just been very, very upset with the way higher ed is governed in the state. And
okay.
what they have done is that they really believe that the presidents are running the show, and that the taxpayers ought to be running the show. And I mean that's sort of you're not going to find that anywhere on the ballot language, but that's the rub. Okay, that's the rub that's going on right now. That basically legislative leadership don't like how the and it isn't all the presidents, by the way. I think honestly, if we're going to talk turkey here, it's largely Dean Brashani at NDSU, who's got a ton of supporters who really are able to just kind of get their way on whatever it is they want to do. If they don't like a chancellor, they bounce them. You know what I mean? If they don't like a policy, they win. They got enough votes on the Board of Higher Ed, and they kind of, my words again, but kind of bully their way around the higher ed system. And I think some legislators have had a snoot full of that. There's a little bit of it at UND, although I wouldn't say the bullying factor happens at UND as much, but essentially what UND and NDSU want, they get. Okay, now I happen to think those are two very important institutions to the future of the state of North Dakota. I'm not against NDSU, I'm not against UND, and I think as two very, very, very well done and well run research institutions, they do a lot of good work. On the other hand, there needs to be governance, right? There needs to be, and I think there's members of the Board of Higher Ed that would tell you they don't like how it's run. They don't like how and they brought in an outside consultant, and the consultant said, look, you've got to manage these presidents, and specifically one president in particular. They didn't say who they meant because they wanted to be diplomatic, but I'll tell you, that was Dean Brashani, the president of NDSU, because I've been told that's who it was. So anyway, because of all that politics, Essentially, that's how Measure 3 came to be. And essentially, it was that the current makeup of the Board of Higher Education is not working, so we're going to put in a constitutional measure that would change it. And what you would do is you'd appoint a new commission, a three-member commission of higher education with full executive responsibility for the management and operation of the North Dakota university system. And it would essentially repeal the stuff that dictates how it's done now. Members of the new commission would still be appointed by the governor to four-year terms, but basically they'd be full-time. It'd sort of be like the Public Service Commission is what it would be. You know, although I guess they're not elected. They would be, you know, but it's a lot of work for these you know, private sector members of the eight-member State Board of Higher Education right now. And so this would be just a different way to do it. But we're going to have a debate on that issue on the program in the coming days, too. So we'll be bringing
that up. Okay, so then a yes vote would give it back to the three-member council. And then I also wanted to add, I hope that North Dakota at some point in time, to answer your question earlier, I absolutely agree that North Dakota is moving in the right direction. However, I hope that North Dakota puts something in our Constitution very clearly that, is against homosexual marriage, and that we stick to it and fight for that.
It's already in the Constitution, North Dakota, Bob. It's already there. What's happening now is the judges are looking to undo it, and what a lot of people see is the tea leaves across the country that it's changing. That's what I thought was pretty interesting about the poll that suggests it's not. You know what? The media wants to talk about this issue. Everything we have going on in North Dakota, why Forum News Service decides to do polling on gay marriage and medical marijuana is beyond me. We have 9 million things that are vastly more important than those two, but this is a media agenda item. It sure is. Orlin and Minot listening on 910 KCJB. What's on your mind?
I was wondering how many people really got to watch that show Life with Lisa Ling last night on Channel 21 with the doings in Williston. That was quite a one-hour show. I really enjoyed it, and there was a lot of things there that I even learned that I didn't know about what was happening over there.
Well, we're going to chat with the mayor of Williston in a minute, a little bit. I did talk with my friends Jeff Zarling and Sean Wenko earlier, and I can't remember which one of the two had watched it, but I think Sean said, the impression we got is that they were job fairs and looking to tell a positive story, and it wasn't exactly positive, but that wouldn't surprise me. But with CNN, but you thought it was positive, Orlin?
I thought it was when I watched it because they interviewed some people that came up from Florida, California, Washington, and one lady got a job within 1 hour, and they interviewed another lady that was driving truck that was refueling the pumpers, and she said that it took some time for her to get used to the weather. But from then on, she says, I have no problem with the job. I enjoy it.
All right. Well, I'm glad you took it as a positive. We'll ask others if they saw it. Hardly a week passes without some major national media attention on North Dakota. And I didn't see it, but glad you liked it, Orlin. We'll ask others if they did and what they thought of it, okay?
Yeah. And they mentioned they've had their problems over there, trafficking and drugs and that. They brought that out, too. But, you know, there was a lot of positive things there as far as jobs go.
Interesting. I'm going to ask the mayor about it. Thanks, Orlin. Appreciate the call. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. All call for our listeners today. If you're in the 30% that thinks North Dakota's not on the right track, tell me why. And we'll put you to the front of the line throughout the program here today at 800-228-0550. New poll suggests 70% of North Dakotans I think the state's on the right track. I don't think there's anything close to that anywhere in any state in the union that would have that kind of a number. Pretty extraordinary. And one of the reasons why is the things that are happening in communities like Williston, North Dakota. And their mayor, Howard Klug, is with us. Mr. Mayor, nice to see you.
Good morning, Scott. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I'm glad to have you. Good to catch up with you again. So to the caller from Minot's question, did you watch the CNN special last night?
I did, and it started out positive, as he said, and it quickly turn to the negative side of Williston, North Dakota, the trafficking, the prostitution, the things that are happening on South Main, the things that sell stories is what happened in my mind. And it's the same thing that's happened last week. I had some French journalists start to talk to me. And quickly, it was a national debate on fracking, and it was national politics, and then it got into the drug problems in North Dakota. And I tried to make sure that they understood all the good things that were happening in Williston, North Dakota. And at the end of the conversation, they asked me, do you have the best job or the worst job in the town? And I said, I've got the best job because I still can make a difference to the small people. And that's the things that I'm trying to do here.
Interesting. You know, it's really frustrating. I'm sure it is for you. But, you know, if I walk into a coffee shop in Fargo and start a conversation about the Bakken, the first thing they say is trafficking. The second thing they say is traffic, right? The third thing they say is drugs, crime, da-da-da-da-da. And it's because they've been inundated with the media. There's no perspective there. That's what drives me crazy. What percentage would you put on it? If we were to put everything on the good side, jobs, housing projects, young people are staying and coming back and everything else, that'd be good, right? The bad would be, look, are there more crimes? Yes, because there's more of everything. There's more people, so there can be more crime. Is there more traffic? Of course. When you triple the size of a community, what else is going to happen? There's going to be more traffic. But what would you say? Is it 90-10? Is it 80-20? How much more good versus bad?
I like that 80-20. And the 20 is something that's going to be manageable. And we're going to get our hands around that, and we're going to step on it. And as soon as we have the money to increase the presence of our law enforcement and our safety coordinators, we're going to get a handle on this.
Yeah.
And it's like our sheriff said the other day, you know, there's a pipeline between the cartels and Williston, North Dakota, and we squash them. But they have more money than us. We have more. They have more people than us. But we're going to get a handle on it, and it's going to return to where it was.
And that's an interesting analogy. You know, here's what I would ask: if we say a fair assessment says it's 80% good, 20% bad, then if the media would report in the same proportion, it'd be wonderful, right?
Absolutely.
And I think they're 80-20 the other way. I mean, what was the CNN piece? How much was positive versus negative?
I think it was about 20-80.
Was it really?
Yep.
Unreal. So let's do what they do and just talk about the 20% for just a minute here, and then we'll go to the rest. You mentioned the sheriff and his analogy. How about the other stuff? On the trafficking or the traffic or the negatives. How are we doing?
I think that we're going to handle on it with federal help. They're sending some experts into us because this is stuff that we've never seen before out here. You know, we were just farmers and bakers and myself, a restaurateur. Never saw what was coming down the pike like this. But now with the help of the DEA, the FBI, and, excuse me, and the federal programs, I think we're going to get a handle on this.
Yeah. And that's the thing. You're recognizing where the challenges are. You know the 20%. You're not burying your head in the sand and not talking about it. You know it's there, trying to get more resources. And that's where the state aid is so important, isn't it?
Absolutely. Not only state aid, but the federal aid, too. Send us the people that know how to take care of this stuff. I mean, you look across the whole country, and there's experts to help us out. That's one of the things that we do in Williston. We reach out to experts that's been through this before.
What I would love to have happen is have an analogy of how much Williston has grown in the last 5 years and equate that percentage growth to New York City, to Kansas City, to Chicago, to Denver, and just have somebody do a fair analysis of that percentage of growth, what that would have meant. I mean, what you've accomplished here is nothing short of amazing, and I don't believe other communities could even do it without literally shutting down. Do you?
No, I don't. I mean, we've had good leaders. We have good leaders. We have... I think that our public works people, our sheriff, our police chief, up and down, our planning guys, they're the best in North Dakota, probably the best in the United States of America.
All drinking from a fire hose of activity and doing everything they can to keep up. It's pretty extraordinary. Stay put, if you would, Mayor. We'll chat some more on the other side of the break. The mayor's going to give me a tour of the Ark. It's not Noah's Ark, but it's almost that much water that was underneath the Noah's Ark at the new recreation facility in Williston that gets just some amazing reviews later on today. We'll talk about that and some of the other quality of life things that are happening in Williston when we come back with the mayor. Howard Gloob, stay tuned. Don't go away.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Life's easier when you upgrade your tarps and hoppers to electric with the Roltec electric conversion system from AgriCover. The Command 10 remote wirelessly operates from over 100 feet away. The Roltec electric conversion is lighter by design, reduces driver fatigue, and saves time, allowing the system to pay for itself. Schedule your install today by calling Dickinson Truck Equipment 701-483-4369. Find a dealer online at RoltecElectric.com.
Hunting for me is getting away from everything. I enjoy hunting with my son more than anything. Someday he'll have memories like I have of hunting with my dad. There's just no better feeling when a customer says, you know, that gun you sold me last year worked perfect. That is, to me, what it's all about. I'm Leon Strifel, and I'm one of the hunting experts at Shields.
Shields, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
A word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. When animal activists started impacting farmers and ranchers that raise animals for food in our great state, one organization, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, decided to do something about it. Farm Bureau stood up for our state's farmers and ranchers by initiating a constitutional amendment to safeguard modern farming and ranching practices. The result? North Dakota became the first state to constitutionally protect agriculture practices, and the measure passed with more than 70% approval from North Dakota voters. It didn't go unnoticed in other states either. Many are now forging ahead with similar plans. Agriculture is an important industry to our state, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is the voice for agriculture in North Dakota. Farm Bureau is also the voice for limited government, self-reliance, and economic progress. Tenants have made this country great. Learn more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer at their website, ndfb.org. ndfb.org. Your state. Your future. Your Farm Bureau.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Before the top of the hour, we're at Stat Oil today. And by the way, our thanks to Russ Rankin and his team here at Stat Oil for having us. They are an international energy company in more than 30 countries around the world, meeting the world's rising energy needs. We're at Stat Oil in Williston today. More of our conversation with the mayor of Williston. Any questions or comments, welcome for him, by the way, on the program today. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. And I want to say a word about our friends at High Plains Apache, too. The folks that have one focus, sprayers. They are the product experts when it comes to anything about sprayers.
And one of the reasons that they have so much customer satisfaction is that they just really are the experts. Whatever you need in sprayers. They have a new ET Ag Center now that has 50,000 of the most popular name brand items in the application industry. Not just for Apache sprayers, for any sprayer. They also have, by the way, some used Apache sprayers that you can find at highplainsapache.com. Even some of those used pull-type sprayers as well, the non-Apache brands on hand that have 1,000 to 1,500 gallon capacity, the big 90-foot booms. So check them out at highplainsapache.com. They're in Mandan. They're in Frontier, just south of Fargo, too. High Plains Apache, tell them Scott and Todd sent you. 10 before the hour, finishing our conversation now with the new mayor of Williston, Howard Klug. And Howard's story is an interesting one. The El Rancho Motel kind of goes hand in hand with the history of the oil industry in North Dakota, and Howard's been part of that development, and also a restaurant and the Plainsman Hotel. How things? Just give us a little update on the El Rancho. I know there's been some work going on, and some restaurant development as part of that. Give us an update on how things are going.
Well, the restaurant a couple of years ago. We decided that we're going to get out of the restaurant business, and there was a gentleman that came to Williston and with big ideas, good ideas, and he said, this is the best spot, best location in the city of Williston. And it is. It's right on 2nd Street and 18th Street, right in the heart of the city. And he came with big plans, and he said, I'm going to redo your whole restaurant. And he did, and it's beautiful. It's called the Williston Brewing Company, and then... from that point on, it was probably one of the reasons that last year we developed 13 new restaurants in the city of Williston, because they looked at what he did at that area, and they said, if he can do it, we can do it too. And that's one of the things that kickstarted Williston's restaurant boom there. Then lo and behold, the gentleman by the name of Marcus Junt, he decided that he was going to run for mayor, too.
Your tenant.
My tenant and was running against me. And it was partly funny, because there's a window in the hotel, and his signs were on this side facing in. And then my staff went over there and put my signs over the top of them, you know. And it was kind of funny at that time. And then we started to get into the debates, and his ideas about running Williston was totally opposite of mine. I was one of the people that thought that Williston was on the right track, and that we're doing things the way that we should do, and if we just keep grinding it out, Williston was going to be the best little city in America. His idea was that we're going to be 250,000 people. We got to change everything. Nothing's going right. And at the end of the day, though, the people of Williston decided that we probably are on the right track.
You had an approach for the state on basically what Williston needed to do in the way of a partnership with the state to keep this going that he thought was a little at odds, but obviously won the day because of your overwhelming victory. What is the approach? How is Williston approaching the state of North Dakota as it pertains to infrastructure needs right now?
My philosophy is that we're all in this together, but first of all, you have to do things to save money in North Dakota. And one of the things that you have to do is you have to return the money out here where we need it the most. And my philosophy was, you make us whole, you give us 8 years to put in the infrastructure to make sure that we could carry the ball for 40 years. And that's what I said. I said, give us some money back. It's probably going to be 8 years. And my opponent's response to that was, that's the most ludicrous thing that I've ever heard. And I'm going, oh, really?
And it's essentially what's on the table right now in the way of surge funding for the early session emergency funding for infrastructure needs, right?
That's exactly right.
As well as the formula change.
Exactly. We have to spend money out here so we don't waste money in the future.
You have a great example of that on the wastewater treatment plant.
Exactly. 4 years ago, we started. We needed a wastewater treatment plant because we have too many people up here. We can't keep up. And 4 years ago, it was on the table for $70 million. I didn't have any way of borrowing the money at that time. Didn't have any way to bond for the money at that time. And the project was spread out to this year when we finally started it. And when we broke ground, it was $105 million. See, there's $35 million wasted.
It really is. Yeah, yes. to the taxpayers. Only about 30 seconds left. What's Williston going to look like in 10 years?
Williston is going to be the regional center of Northwest North Dakota. We're going to have a lot of fantastic retail. Our medical facilities are going to be great. We're going to build four or five new schools. It's going to be a place for families. It really is.
A lot of housing projects on the drawing board right now that says that it'll support that kind of growth. What's the population going to top out at?
75,000, I think.
Pretty amazing, folks, when you think about a community that was around, 10,000-12,000 for a lot of years, even in previous booms, really. So.
Yep, 2010, we were at 12,500.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mayor. Good to talk to you.
Thank you.
Howard Klug, Mayor of Williston, the new mayor, our guest on What's On Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Clean never sleeps. Not at the North Dakota Truck Wash. Stanley, North Dakota on the truck bypass just south of the Pinnacle there. Megan's on the phone. What does 24/7 service mean for truckers, Megan?
Yeah, absolutely. We are open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Our shortest wait times are during the evenings, anytime after 8 p.m. and anytime before 8 a.m. is the best time to come and get your truck washed.
All right, so no waiting, 24/7, no appointments necessary. Just come on in and they'll get you in line at the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
The days are getting shorter, but the savings at Max Hardware are growing, especially now during the Max Fall Sale. A DeWalt grinder is just $69.99. Havoline antifreeze is only $6.99 a gallon after mail-in rebate. Pallet racking and wide-span shelving are 15% off. And now, Max is your source for Carhartt clothing. The Max Fall Sale, where you find great prices, service, and knowledge for the hard work you do. It's not just another hardware store. It's Max.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37. Sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage. Period.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.